Good morning, girls. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have all been well. I do need to apologize as it's been quite a few weeks since I have recorded a podcast. Life has been very, very full. It's been beautiful, but very full. I had my sister visiting for 8 days, which was absolutely awesome. We had such a great time, and it just went so quick, and it's always so hard to say goodbye, but you know, good things do have to come to an end, unfortunately. So we're just so blessed to have the time I did with her. I really hope you're all doing awesomely. I've missed doing these. So what I'm going to speak about this morning, it's morning here in Australia. I'm going to speak about the idol of people pleasing, and the scripture I'm going to read is Galatians 1:10, and it says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Am I trying to please people? If I was still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." And yeah, that is from Galatians 1:10. So, you know, a controlling desire for the approval of others is like a heavy weight tied to our legs. You know, people pleasing is not a good thing because it leads us to feel we must have the approval of others to be okay. And it is so draining. You know, it's ultimately rooted in insecurity and in the subtle doubt of the truth of what God says about us. And this, you know, perceived need will hamstring our effort to run the race to which God is calling us. So, you know, if we're seeking the approval of mankind, we actually cannot also serve Christ. Additionally, you know, our motivation for this type of living is not actually about loving those we are seeking to please. Rather, it's just about, you know, gaining something for ourselves in the form of merit or self-worth, or sorry, false worth, or a sense of control. And this is done not so that the kingdom of God may move forward, but so that we may feel okay. And I know that's so convicting, but it's true. And I'm just going to repeat what I said. So it's not done so that the kingdom of God may move forward, but so that we may feel okay. We've all done it. You know, we've all tried to people please. We want people to like us. And I think for myself, as I got older, I realized that, you know, people pleasing is just so draining. And like I said, we've all done it, or majority of us definitely have. And it really is so draining because, you know, as precious as people are, you know, we're hard to please. So I just think attaining the approval of those around us doesn't matter in the way we sometimes think it does. So, you know, in fact, it is eternally tragic when we live out the one life we've been given trying to please people rather than trying to please Christ. And you know, today I'm challenging you to release your need for approval from parents, neighbors, co-workers, friends, and even those in authority. You know, may we love them and work for their good for the sake of Christ, and not because we somehow need them to esteem us. You know, Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, "Let us throw off those weights, fix our eyes on Christ alone, and run with perseverance the race marked for us." And I just have a couple of questions for you to ponder. You know, is there any area of your life where God is calling you to lay down your need for approval in order to fully and completely follow Him? And also, this may even look, you know, like being a disappointment to an individual, but how will you know you're still loving those you're disappointing? I know, you know, this is a bit of a convicting podcast, but I don't just want to tickle your ears and you know, make you feel amazing. I do, you know, of course that's part of it, and I want to encourage you and esteem you and build you up. But I also, you know, I think conviction is a really healthy thing. I think, you know, conviction comes from the Holy Spirit. Guilt and condemnation is never ever from God. Conviction is what is from God, and He does it because He absolutely, totally, 100%, completely loves and adores you and wants you to live out your best life. So just always remember, babe, that condemnation and guilt is from the devil, and conviction is from the Holy Spirit, and it will always be like that. So I pray that this podcast has blessed you today. If you have any questions or, you know, any suggestions in regards to our future podcasts, please email me, nurturenourishflourish@hotmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So beautiful one, I pray you have an awesome day or evening wherever you are in the world. And I look forward to the next podcast. Bless you so much, and I love you.